I want to welcome you to episode 310 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention, sponsored by ExpressVPN. Now listen, when you go to the bathroom, you close the door, right? I mean, if you're human, if you're polite, you close the door. Why? Because you don't want people looking in on you. So why do you let people look in when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. I don't know if you're aware of this. Your internet service provider, your ISP, Comcast, Verizon, Spectrum, whoever, they know every single website you visit. And they can sell this information to ad companies and tech giants. And they use the data to target you. And you get a bunch of spam. And you get the ads and this and that. Sometimes it seems like they know what you're thinking. You know what I'm talking about. Use ExpressVPN. It puts a stop to this. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. I use ExpressVPN. I have it on my laptop. I have it on my computer. And it's privacy. It's about closing the door when you go to the bathroom. And you know what? ExpressVPN is as easy as firing up the app, clicking a button, you're protected. It's the world's number one rated VPN by CNET, Wired, The Verge, and a bunch of others. So listen, if you're like me and you believe your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/Alonzo today. That's right. Use my link, expressvpn.com/Alonzo, and you get an extra 3 months free. That's it. ExpressVPN.com/Alonzo. Get an extra 3 months free. Your privacy is yours. Your web surfing is your business. Thank you. Now let's get right into it. Texas, I mean, all through the country, the winter storms are pounding people. But Texas, as we all know, it's amplified because of the loss of power. And there's really no need for this to have happened. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. A lot of you know, that I have a dog now. And, you know, I'm kind of glad I do. I mean, they talk about how dogs can ease your mind or lower your blood pressure. And yeah, he has, because, you know, if I'd have recorded this a few hours ago, there'd have been a lot more yelling and cursing. Bless the people of Texas. There is no excuse for this. This is what happens, okay? This is what happens with all that anti-government deregulation bullshit. There's a reason there are government regulations, okay? Because certain things need to be regulated. Power needs to be regulated for the common good. You need electricity, especially when a back-breaking storm comes through and people are literally freezing. Why? Well, they tried alternative energy. You have windmills and they're blaming them. Oh, see what happens with the Green New Deal? No, it's because the EROC, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. How about the irony of reliability being in their name? They deregulated. They separated from the national grid because they don't want to be bothered with those federal laws. You know, laws like regulations about how to build and set up your wind turbines so they work in the cold. There's nothing wrong with wind turbines. They have them in states like Idaho that gets winter. Norway, are you kidding? How cold does it get in Norway? And they use wind turbines. There's nothing wrong with turbine technology, okay? They're not causing cancer or killing birds. It's about having regulations that would force you to build the turbines to a code so when the weather gets cold, they would still work. The same thing with connecting your grid to other grids so you have backup power, et cetera, et cetera. You're Texas. You're floating on oil. You're full of natural gas and the natural gas pipelines freeze. There's no excuse for that. Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Okay, you want to talk cold? Calgary, Alberta, Canada, at the top of the plains of Canada. Calgary is oil. They talk about Calgary being Canada's Texas. I've been there. I've been there. It's freezing. Trust me. It is cold up there. And you know what? Their pipelines work. Why? Because they build them to a code. They build them to a standard. They're not, oh, we're going to deregulate. Oh, the government ain't going to tell us what to do. And sure, the people in charge, they don't care, because I promise you, everyone on the board of the ERC OT, the ERCOT, the Reliability Council of Texas, I promise you, the board members have electricity and heat. Or they do like Ted Cruz and just fuck off to Mexico. Yeah, Ted got caught. Ted got caught trying to sneak out to Cancun while people are freezing, dying. The right-wing Republican Jesus, I'm right, and blah, 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 blah. Fuck off. Got caught trying to sneak out to go to Cancun, and the only reason he came back is because he got caught. He had a suitcase that was something I'd pack for a week, back when I used to travel. And he's claiming, oh, I was just going overnight to drop the kids off. They needed my help. Yeah, I'm sure your wife, who graduated from Harvard, couldn't figure out an airport on her own without you. Disgusting. These people are just a horrible person. Ted Cruz is just a horrible, selfish asshole of a person. I have a friend who's 20 years, 20 plus years younger than me. She's a millennial. And we were talking about this, and she was saying, like, she doesn't understand these people. You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad she doesn't. I'm glad she doesn't understand that greed for money and power exceeds any compassion, any empathy, any understanding, any caring for other human beings. And then this is the amazing thing about the cult. And yet, the Republican Party has become a cult. I'm sorry, it's nothing more than that. They still defend him. They're like, well, what could he do? What could he do? The power's out. He might as well go where it's warm. Meanwhile, Beto O'Rourke, the man who lost the election to Ted Cruz, has a phone bank and is part of a phone bank that makes 150,000 calls just checking on people and actually finds people who are stuck at home and does what it takes to get these people to one of the warming centers, to get food to these people who are frozen at home starving. So don't give me the what could he do? He could do his job. He could do his job. And then the other defense for him is, well, he can't do anything. He's helpless. He's worthless. So let him go to Mexico. That's great. That's great for the senator who challenged the election of Biden, then went to Biden's inauguration, then spoke out against it at the impeachment, and then goes home. And then, Texas, man, for a state that didn't believe in the election, they had Joe Biden's number. That was the first call when the lights went out. First call when, and I'm not blaming the people of Texas. The people of Texas are unfortunate victims to this bullshit. But the next time you go to vote and you talk about, I don't want the federal government, I don't want big government involved in my life, remember the night you were freezing your ass off because big government wasn't involved in your life. There's a reason the government regulates certain things like, I don't know, flying or power or things that have become necessities to our life. There's some asshole governor in Texas talking about, well, if you can't find your own heat and electricity, I can't help you. And he quit. Like you're gonna, what are you supposed to do? Build a fire in your living room? Not in the fireplace, but in your actual, I don't know. I don't know. Good luck, Texas. And just remember that when you sit around talking about, we don't want big government, there's a reason for government, okay? There's a re government's not perfect, far from it, but there's a reason it exists. Rush Limbaugh is dead. I posted on Twitter, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything, followed by a blank line. I am not going to pretend to care. I am not going to pretend he was a decent human being or he was funny or any of that other bullshit. They're actually mad. The right wingers and the Fox Newsers, they're mad at the well, they're always mad at the New York Times, but they're mad at the Times for simply telling the truth. Okay? The Times said that Rush Limbaugh is a media figure who built talk radio into a right-wing attack machine and was trafficking in conspiracy theories. Well, that's true. That's who he was and what he did, along with calling women feminazis, saying the NBA should be called the Thug League. I don't know what the hell ABC was thinking, putting him on Monday Night Football, but he didn't last because his racism rose to the surface, and he said that Donovan McNabb was only there because of affirmative action. And Barack Obama wasn't an American, and on and on. All he did was spread hate and ignorance, and he even said that smoking doesn't cause lung cancer. Well, I guess lung cancer won, so good for lung cancer. I will say that. Somebody posted, lung cancer won its battle against Rush Limbaugh. Way to go. I'm not going to waste any more time on him. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Speaking of good riddance to bad rubbish, Joe Biden said something that we need to say. He said, I'm tired of talking about Donald Trump. I don't want to talk about him anymore. He said, for 4 years, all that's been in the news is Trump, and the next 4 years, I want to make sure the news is the American people. And then he referred to him as the former guy. And I say, good for you, Joe Biden. Good for you. I've been doing a joke, and people have been laughing. So I know it's a good joke because people laugh. And all I said was, I don't know what the president did today. Yeah, I don't know. You know, because he wasn't yelling and screaming. He wasn't on Twitter hating somebody. He wasn't insulting another country or a group of people or whining. He didn't play golf. I know that. I know Biden didn't play golf today. He didn't go down and throw paper towels to people in Texas with no electricity. Pretty sure he didn't do that. So good for him. And yeah, the former guy, the hell with him. Okay, listen. Sorry. I said the pooch was calming me down. Maybe not. Hey, I want to talk to you about mental health. I want to talk to you about my sponsor, BetterHelp.com. Okay, listen. What's interfering with your happiness other than, you know, maybe our government? Sorry, not supposed to say that. No, really. But we get in our own way. And you've heard me talk about this. I've had some of these problems, right? It stops you from achieving your goals. It stops you from believing in yourself. It stops you from trying things. It stops you from doing things. BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp has counselors who will help you, okay? These are not just random people. These are trained professionals. You can get in touch with your counselor anytime. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You can have someone to talk to. I've told you before, I think there's a lot of power in finding out you're not alone. You're not the only one. There's all kind of people are having problems. There's a lot going on. Depression, anxiety, relationship issues, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem. Self-esteem's a problem so many of us have. So many valuable people don't believe they're valuable. And that's a shame. But you can get help. You can get help. You can go to BetterHelp.com. They will help you. Listen, here's what you do. BetterHelp.com/Alonzo, right? You get 10% off your first month. Do it for yourself. Do it. A lot of us help other people. You know, there's a thing like there are times when you need to treat yourself like you would treat a friend. And if a friend had a problem, and if a friend was suffering from grief or went through some trauma or suffering anxiety, you wouldn't judge them. You wouldn't stop. You'd want to help them. Treat yourself like a friend. Help yourself. Go to BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. Get 10% off your first month. You're worth it. Take care of yourself. Last week, I talked about Tom Brady. And, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's interesting with Tom Brady because people love him. Obviously, all of Boston loves him. People hate him. People, this, that. Look, he's a great quarterback, okay? And who he is who he is. But here's the thing. This bothered me when I read it. His corporation took $900,000 in PPP money, right? Now, it's legitimate. I mean, he has a corporation that does, I think, health and nutrition and stuff like that. And he does employ people. It's not a fraud. Okay, he does employ people. But, Tom, did you really need this money? Tom Brady's worth $350 million. You know who's worth more than him? His wife, Giselle, the supermodel. She's worth $400 million. If your family's worth $750 million, maybe you didn't need a $960,000 Paycheck Protective Program loan for your sports performance and nutrition company. Okay, just, your company would probably survive the pandemic without that 960 grand, considering you're worth $750 million. So Tom, I hope you do the right thing and that they're asking you to donate the money. I hope you donate the money. I'm not going to make a harsh moral judgment because what he's doing is legal. This is where you get to what's legal and what's right. What he's doing is legal. I don't think it's right, but I don't know that I'm the one to judge that. I'm just going to tell you that, what was it Milani used to say? Oh yeah, do better, Tom. Now, on the topic of money, because you hear this all the time, here's my Black History Month moment. It's not that, but it is. People talk about pull yourself up by your bootstraps and Black people just looking for handouts and this and that. Well, listen. Paul Austin and his wife, Tanisha Tate Austin, are in Marin City. Marin City is up in the Bay Area near San Francisco. And it, as you know or may not know, that's one of the most expensive areas in real estate in the country. Cost a fortune. So they bought a home and they started making renovations. They put $400,000 in renovations to this house. Okay. They added 1,000 square feet by adding another floor. They built a deck, new flooring, fireplace, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's what you do. You know, you build up your home. You go, some build it up to go flip it or whatever. Anyway, they wanted to sell the home and you make money. Now listen, this is the American way. This is how you make profit. This is how family wealth is built, right? You buy a house, the value of your house goes up. You're able to borrow money against your house, help your kids with down payments on homes. And this is how families do it. This is, quote, the American way. If it's a level playing field, if it's fair, but it's not. Those who say there's no such thing as systematic racism, bullshit, okay? This couple bought the house, $400,000, and it built it up. The house was appraised for $989,000, which is $100,000 more than it was appraised for before they put $400,000 into renovations. So they say, and the woman who did the appraisal, an older white woman, uses coded language like Marin City is a distinct area, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So what they did was they were talking to one of their white friends and their white friend agreed to help them with this. She put pictures of her family in the house, made it appear that the house belonged to her, belonged to the white woman. Okay. Called for the appraisal. The house was appraised for $1,482,000. Let me save you the trouble on the math. That's $493,000 more. What was different with the house? Pictures of white kids in the house. The house belonged to a white family. So it's appraised at $493,000 more. That's real money. That's real equity. That's money for a family. So don't say there's no such thing as systematic racism. And don't say that this is unusual or one-off. This is the system. That's why it's called systematic. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. We can do better, you know? That's all I can say. We can do better. And I will say this over and over about this racist shit. White people, it's going to be up to you to talk to other white people because they certainly aren't listening to any Black or brown people. All they do is deny it exists. Finally, because what the hell? Tim Tebow's retiring from Major League Baseball, which is interesting because Tim Tebow hasn't played Major League Baseball. Tim Tebow played minor league baseball, but not Major League Baseball. Me and Tim have played in the same number of games in the major leagues, I think. Maybe he's played, maybe he was called up for not even a cup of coffee, a teaspoon. A teaspoon. There's a saying in baseball when you have a short career that you were up in the big leagues for a cup of coffee. Yeah, Tim was, okay, maybe he did play. I don't know. I know he played in spring training and he saw major league pitching and he had as much chance of hitting it as you do. Whoever's listening, he had as much chance of hitting a major league curveball as you do. Yeah, yeah, slim and none. So he's decided to retire. Am I going to say anything about the privilege of being Tim Tebow? Failing football, so you go to baseball and fail in baseball, and they still have you make commercials like you're cute. Fuck off, Tim Tebow. That's a terrible note. I'm sorry, that's a terrible note to end my podcast on. Fuck off, Tim Tebow. But it's going to be a good title. I wish you luck, honestly. This week is a tough week for most of the country. People are frozen and people are in the snow and on. So I hope you're warm. I hope you're safe wherever you are listening. I'm actually going to be going back to work. I just got a call to go to the Improv in West Palm Beach. That's going to be interesting, isn't it? I'm going to go down there and talk the shit I talk. So that may be the end. But I'm going to be there March 4th through 6th. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be in Irvine this weekend doing, I'm going to all these red zones. Well, I'll talk to them. We'll see. Maybe I can change some minds. But I'm going to be there at the Irvine Improv doing a drive-in show this Saturday night. So thank you for listening. I hope you're warm. I hope you're safe. I hope you're as contented as my dog right now, who's laying on his doggy bed with his head off the bed on the floor and snoozing. It's a good place to be. Who's paying attention? You are. You're good people. Be good to each other. Let's try to stay warm, get through the winter. And, if you hear from Joe Biden, tell him I said hi. Thank you.